and welcome to the Catholic News Update for Wednesday, the 9th of November. On Sunday, Catholic students in Vietnam spent the day cleaning the tombs of aborted babies at the biggest cemetery for the unborn in the country. Some 250 Catholic students from colleges and universities in Hue City rode their bicycles 15 kilometres to the 5,000 square metre Ngoc Ho Cemetery for aborted fetuses in Huong Tra District to raise awareness for the respect of life. They removed weeds from thousands of tombs, offered incense, planted flowers, and celebrated Mass. The visit aimed to create an opportunity for students to contemplate death and to raise awareness of respect for life among them, said Sacred Heart Brother Tran Si Chung, one of the organizers. Brother Chung said it also reminds students to pray for souls of aborted babies that are also human beings. Martha Tran Thi Phuong, a student, said tombs have 30 to 40 aborted babies each, some as many as 100. The cemetery was erected by local Catholics in 1992 and is home to 43,000 aborted babies that were collected from local state-run hospitals. Catholic volunteers collect between 10 and 20 aborted babies a day. The Archdiocese of Sydney reports that internationally renowned Melbourne-based sculptor Louis Laumen will soon begin work on a life-size bronze statue of Our Lady Help of Christians. The statue of the patron saint of Australia will grace the gardens of the Seminary of the Good Shepherd at Homebush. Louis Laumen is the creator of the much-admired bronze St. Mary of the Cross MacKillop statue that stands beside the College Street entrance to the western transept of St. Mary's Cathedral. Seminary Director Father Anthony Percy said, "We needed something that was worthy of the Mother of God and would inspire seminarians and visitors and deepen their faith." Please contact the diocese if you'd like to support the project. Exactly 1 year after a Christian woman was sentenced to death for blasphemy in Pakistan, the president of the Pakistani Episcopal Conference says there has not been any improvement in conditions for religious minorities. Monsignor Joseph Kaut said, "A year after that tragic verdict, the conditions of religious minorities have not changed for the better, and indeed the country is plagued by serious political, economic, social, moral, and religious problems that are reflected on Muslim and non-Muslim citizens. In 1 year, the country has lost two great defenders against the blasphemy law, Shahbaz Bhatti and Salman Tazir, while the unjust law has not been touched or challenged. Meanwhile," continues the bishop, the phenomenon of Islamic extremism has grown, with groups who wish to openly impose the Islamic law and establish a theocracy. Their work affects Christian and Hindu minorities, but also other minorities such as Ahmadis and Shias. It is a complex and worrying phenomenon which affects the whole structure and the whole system of the country." He concluded by calling for the promotion of a new culture which consists of dialogue, social harmony, brotherhood, and mutual understanding. And finally, while on the 31st of October some people were worried about the birth of the 7th billion person, Father Federico Lombardi, the Vatican spokesman, had a different message for the child. "You are unique and special. You are a wonderful gift. You are a miracle, and so you are welcome." Father Lombardi addressed his weekly editorial to the 7 billionth child, framing this milestone in a context entirely different from those prognosticating population woes. "Dear baby number 7 billion," he wrote, "I don't know if you are a girl or a boy, whether you are Indian or Chinese, born in a great city or a tiny village. I don't know if you were born in the fertile South American lowlands or under an igloo above the Arctic Circle. I don't know if you were born on a remote island or in a refugee tent. I don't know whether you are healthy or sick or handicapped. But today," he continued, "I want to tell you that you are unique and special, that you are a wonderful gift, that you are a miracle, that your spirit will live forever, and so you are welcome. We hope that when you smile, someone will respond to your smile, and when you cry, someone will caress you. We hope you can go to school and that you won't go hungry. We hope that someone will answer your questions wisely and encourage you as you find your place in the world. We hope you will be able to love others, that you will be able to grow and work and live among your family with many friends in a nation and in a world that is free and at peace. We pray that you can understand that your life will find its fullest meaning, not in this world, but in the next." And that's it for today's Catholic News Update. Thanks very much for listening, and I look forward to speaking to you again tomorrow. Have a great day. God bless.